And, so it's pretty bad when you have to take your smartphone to bed with you, isn't it? Wow. Well, welcome aboard Facebook. So we're simulcasting on Facebook and YouTube at the same time this morning. And this will later, can't even talk. This will later be put on sermonaudio.com/house church as well. You know, we got the announcement yesterday. And if you see on YouTube, I called this Roger Stone, Clinton, or Trump, Clinton, and Phillips. There's one thing we all have in common. What is it that Roger Stone, Trump, and Clinton and Phillips all have in common? Can you figure out what that is? Good morning, Joseph Timothy. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard, Ben Tamale. Yeah, on YouTube, I entitled this, we're also simulcasting on YouTube this morning. And I entitled this, Roger Stone, Trump, Clinton, and Phillips. What do we all have in common? What does Roger Stone, Donald Trump, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and Larry Phillips all have in common? I'm sure you can figure that one out. We were all born and conceived in sin. And apart from the quickening power of God causing us to be born again, none of us will enter the kingdom of heaven. I can't speak for all those other people, but I can tell you there was a time in my life when the Holy Spirit brought faith into my heart. And hi Ben, I'm glad to know you're watching. Brought faith within my heart. The faith of Christ. It wasn't the faith of Larry Phillips. If it had been the faith of Larry Phillips, I would still be dead in my sins. But it was the faith of Christ. What a beautiful thing. You know, I have grown to hate politics because it's so corrupt. It's so full of lies. It's so full of dissension. It's so full of it's a pronouncement, an exclamation of depravity, is it not? Jesus Christ, when he was down here, he saw the corruption too, didn't he? What did he say? You scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrites. He took a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple, did he not? He saw right through their shenanigans. And we need to take and drive the money changers. I'm not saying get a whip and drive them out, but we need to drive them, or the money changers, out of our temples today. You know, the money grabbers. How many money grabbers have there been taking people's money, coercing them to go to their seminaries, I call them cemeteries, where they get their death certificates. And then they hang their death certificates up on the wall. And their death certificates say things like Masters of Divinity, PhD piled higher and deeper. Doctor's degrees. Welcome aboard, Ashley Kinney, and thanks for correcting me. You had told me once, I think I'm getting some timers, Ashley. I don't have Alzheimer's, but I think I'm getting some timers. Because you had told me once before that you were from Australia. I think I even made a comment from the land down under. And I don't know where Canada came from. I've got a friend up in Canada, John Asvito, and I don't know. But anyway, we know now our brother Ashley is from Australia. anyway, that is what I entitled it on YouTube. And this is, we're simulcasting on YouTube at the same time, but I entitled it Roger Stone, Trump, Clinton, and Phillips. And the question is, what do we all have in common? We were all born and conceived in sin, and apart from the quickening power of the Holy Spirit to cause one to be born again, they will never see the kingdom of God. I'm glad for the faith of Christ that he placed within my heart and soul and mind to trust in his saving grace, his precious blood. And so, yeah, I have grown to absolutely abhor politics. And even more than abhorring politics, you like coffee, try sometime getting Folgers Black Silk coffee. Just give it a shot. I've tried some of the other ones, but this there's something about this Black Silk Folgers coffee. I put a little bit of cream in it, but it's good. See how easy it is to get me off track. One of the things that I abhor more than even politics is church politics. You know, these ecclesiastical orders, you know, they like to keep the money coming into the coffers. Jesus Christ took a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple. We need to drive the money changers out of the temples. Now, I'm not saying take a whip, but what I am saying is that we need to call them out. All of their fake religion, their fake ecclesiologies, their fake requirements for ordination. That's one of the things that makes me want to upchuck, is the requirements for these demonations. You change one word in denominations and you have demonations. A coven. A friend of mine, he says, you know, most churches are nothing more than covens. And he uses the word satanic. I don't know why he doesn't call it satanic, but he says, they're satanic, Larry, they're satanic. Well, they are. Anytime you have extra biblical requirements and you place extra biblical requirements on someone for an ordination, whether it be having an undergraduate degree from a humanistic college or a master's degree from a cemetery or seminary, that's not biblical. Jesus Christ said, call no man master on the earth. We got John MacArthur calling his college Master's College. Call no man father on earth, i.e. Roman Catholic Church Holy Father. Anyway, that really is sickening to me when we see. And then these same people want to say that yours truly, Larry Phillips, is not properly ordained to be preaching. I was not ordained by an undergraduate college, or I was not ordained by a cemetery. I was not ordained by someone who has a master's in divinity degree or a doctor's in divinity degree or a PhD in biblical studies. I was not ordained by those people. I was called by God, and I do not take on any titles, including pastor, reverend, doctor, any of that stuff. My name's Larry Phillips, and I'm just preaching the gospel. And the gospel is a wonderful, beautiful thing. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, from whom I am chief. Most of these pastors will never say, like the Apostle Paul, I'm the chiefest of sinners. There's something wrong with that. We're all born and conceived in sin. These pastors want to give you and I the message that I've arrived. No, you have not arrived. You have not arrived. Good morning, Michelle Solison. We are all leveled at the cross. We're all prophets, priests, and kings unto God. A friend of mine recently got a call from a, quote, pastor and told him, you know what your problem is? You won't come under the authority of a pastor. Yeah. Coming from the land down under, never felt like I was standing, see here, upside down spinning. I love it. You know, isn't it amazing how our society comes up with all these myths about, you know, all of these lies? They come up with this, you know, the globe spinning at 1,000 miles of the equator and 66,000 miles through space. We're not a globe. Yeah, I love that. I love that, Ashley. I got a friend of mine that's an airline pilot, and he said, can you imagine trying to land on a globe that's spinning at 66,000 through space and 1,000 miles at the equator? He said, if you were going the right way, all you'd have to do is take off and just sit still for a few seconds. That's called scientism, fake science, you know? Yeah, we are not a globe. Get me started, Ashley. We're flat, stretched out like a curtain, the Bible says, with a firmament on the top. He says, the earth is my footstool. Doesn't that look like a footstool? Yeah, the land down under. That's good. That's really good. Well, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day he utters speech, night unto night he showeth knowledge. We can look at creation, Romans 1, and see his eternal Godhead, so that they are without excuse. They worshiped. What did they worship? They didn't worship the Creator. They worshiped the creation more than the Creator. And what did God do? He turned them over, didn't he? To do those things which are unseemly. And what was the result? Men with men and women with women. That's what we've got today. Gender identification issues. And wanting to be a man, maybe, and a woman all over again. It's crazy. That's because people have shook their face and their fist in the face of God Almighty. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why do they do it? You know, some of the largest denominations or demonations in the world have the most corruption. I have a friend of mine who lives up on the top of a mountain in California. And he has told me before, you know, I try to stay away from people. Because the more people you have, the more sin you have. You know, there's something to that. The Southern Baptist Convention, wow, calls themselves a church. It's taken on the likes of Rick Warren. Purpose-driven life, lies. You know, a lot of Christendom has endorsed another major false prophet, C.S. Lewis. I mean, even people who say they're Reformed. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I've done extensive research on C.S. Lewis. If you ever want to listen to the sermon on C.S. Lewis, go to sermonaudio.com/housechurch and put in the search engine C.S. Lewis. You'll get your boat loaded. He denied the substitutionary atonement of Christ. He prayed to Mary. He was, by all intents and purposes, a Roman Catholic. Other philosophers that have been exalted in this age, Francis Schaeffer's son went from, now he's a proclaimed atheist. I wonder why. Well, we all were born and conceived in sin. The only hope we have is in Christ Jesus, the redeemed's best friend. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's closer than father, sister, mother, brother. And I'm glad this morning that you all are with us. It's good to see Bat Shabbati. It's good to see Nina G. Mariano, Ben Tamale, Miss Shay Sullison, and my good friend from the land down under, Great Deception, right? Australia. You know, there's a guy from Australia. His name is Ken Ham. I think he's Arminian in doctrine, but he does make a good point when it relates to evolution. I like his statement when he says, people ask me, I can't speak in the Australian dialect. I'm not even going to try because I'd butcher it too badly. But he said, you know, people ask me all the time, how can you prove the earth is not billions and billions and billions of years old? And Ken Ham says, I look him in the eye and say, Were you there? I love it. The reason they have to come up with the billions and billions and billions of years old is that there's no accountability. This whole carbon dating mess, this whole lies about millions of light years away for stars and so-called planets. You know, the word planets is only mentioned one time in the Bible, and it's referring to wandering stars. I have a couple of questions for y'all. How hard would it be to land on light? People talk about we landed on the moon. How hard would it be to land on light? You know, what does the Bible say? He created two great lights, one to rule the day and one to rule the night. Two great lights, not one sun and then one that was be a shadow. So many deceptions, like Brother Ashley says. So many myths. So many lies. I shared yesterday, I was in Walmart, and this gentleman had on a shirt that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. And no man comes to the Father but by me, you know. So I went up to him, and I said, you know what, I like your shirt. You know what he did? He threw his arms around me. You know, believers, true believers, have a kindred spirit. They have an understanding that apart from Christ, we're nothing. We're nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not through Larry Phillips. Not through anything that I've done. But through Christ. I have failed and faltered many, many times. I have denied my Lord in word, thought, and deed many times. But underneath me are the everlasting arms of my loving Savior. He's my Abba Father. He's the one I can go to for comfort and rest. I don't have to rely on anything other than Him for all my joy and strength. I want to read a couple things before we conclude out this morning. What a joy to have you with me this Saturday morning. I have entitled this, Lord, My Soul Longs for You. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water. It never runs dry. He bought me with His blood. I'm the apple of His eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and He is always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how He loves me so. Thank You, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. You know, what did He tell the lady at Samaria? What did He tell him? He goes, give me, I would give you everlasting water, that you would never thirst again. She said, give me of this water. You know, I'm glad that God did not give us temporary life. He gave us eternal life. And no man can pluck us out of His hand. And no man can pluck us out of His Father's hand. Isn't that wonderful to know? That when we fail and falter, when we, like Peter, deny Christ, He brings us with the bonds and the cords of His love back to Himself to a point of repentance and draws us with His love back to Himself. What a wonderful Savior we have. I want to read a couple more of these. Rotten fruit. Rotten fruit. Just like one bad apple will spoil the rest, we all fell in Adam, bringing death and distress. We are not just tainted by our and Adam's sin. No, Christ said, you must be born again. We are rotten fruit to the very core, but through the merits of Christ's blood, we are not dead anymore. How can a piece of rotten fruit be made whole again? Only through the blood of Christ and God's eternal plan. We are justified in Him. We've been born again. Amen. Well, I want to conclude today with this poem entitled, Where Sin Abounded. Where sin abounded. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what He has done, where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember our former sins. Grace is much more abounding for those who've been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations against us. This will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. God is eternally blessing all of his elect family. May you have a great weekend today. May the good Lord be with you in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.